Kim Jong-un opened a rare session and his first ever session of the ruling Workers' Party Congress with praise for his nuclear achievements. The reclusive communist country has already conducted 4 nuclear tests. A 5th is expected despite tough new sanctions designed to curtail North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst with the Security Studies Program at MIT. So we've invited him in to say, where are we on North Korea? And Jim, before we talk about North Korea's nuclear program, tell us more about this Workers' Party Congress. There hasn't been one since 1980, and that's before Kim Jong-un was born. So remind us what it does.
Sure. Well, Kim's father, Kim Jong-il, never really had much interest in building up the party. He built up the military. He ruled under what was called a military-first policy. The young Kim, who has since taken power, is looking to shift power away from the military and more towards building up the party as an independent pillar of power. This is a Congress that is about politics and power, about promotions for some, demotions for others, and probably some policy, too. There may be some vague but nevertheless important economic policy statements that come out of the Congress.
Well, but be clear. I mean, it's pretty much a rubber stamp, though, isn't it, when they come and speak with him, or do they have their own minds?
Well, I that's a really important question. On the one hand, I think we're all inclined to believe that Kim is in power and what he says goes. But this is a party conference that they haven't even said when it's going to end. It may last 2 days, 4 days, 5 days. With everything so highly structured in Pyongyang, you'd think that they would know exactly what was going to happen and exactly when it was going to end. This may indicate that there are discussions that will take place. But at the end of the day, the Kim clan will get what it wants.
Right. And we're reminded that Kim Jong-un even had his uncle executed for what he called acts of treachery. So he's still ruling.
One of many who have been purged these last several years.
So to the nuclear program, the state-run Korean Central News Agency put something out this morning saying that this Congress would be an historic celebration because Kim Jong-un's guidance has elevated the country into a nuclear space power, pushed it to the absolute prime of its efforts to build a thriving nation, including a hydrogen bomb. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's typical over-the-top Korean rhetoric. They claimed that that test in January was a hydrogen bomb. I doubt that. My guess is it was designed for a fusion-fission weapon that had some hydrogen in it, but wasn't what we would call a hydrogen bomb. Regardless, as they test more, whether it's missiles or nuclear devices, they learn more. They're slow and steady and improving their capabilities.
Well, but what about the capabilities to actually send these bombs anywhere, the long-range missiles? What's the latest?
Well, most first-generation nuclear weapon states used airplanes, not missiles, and they have airplanes. So in some sense, they already have a platform if they were desperate enough. But in terms of missile development, they're developing lots of different missiles, short range, medium range, long range. They've had success with some progress and some setbacks in others. They had 2 medium-range missile tests that failed and someone was killed when the missile blew up. They've had more success than others predicted in some of the other areas. Again, I think this is sort of slow and steady. The way I put it is, when it comes to the nuclear and the missile, the horse is out of the barn. Now, the horse hasn't left the farm yet. It hasn't jumped the fence, but it's out of the barn. They have a nuclear capability, and they are slowly trying to improve that and their missile capabilities.
Yeah. Well, Kim wanted to have a guns and butter program.
Exactly.
Approach, but how are we on the butter front? Because BBC correspondent John Sudworth has been reporting this week on the economy in North Korea. There are foreign journalists there. This is a closed door Congress. They're not allowed in, but they're seeing some of the pomp and circumstance. And he says he's seeing a mini boom in markets and small shops around the capital. People shopping. This is a country that was starving. Is it all dressing? What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of both. Certainly, since my time in Pyongyang, it's clear that there are taxis, and there weren't taxis when I was there, and there are little shops, and there are even traffic jams. There are no traffic jams when I was there. But I think that's all for the 1%. If you look at the UN postings recently, they are issuing warnings about food security for the rest of North Korea. And where you live in North Korea is not where you decide. It's where the government decides you should live. So I think for the 1%, things are better than they were about a decade ago. But for the 99%, they continue to be dire and could be quite bad, depending on weather and food supply. So I think it's a very starkly mixed picture.
Okay. And people will be watching to see if anything comes out, tea leaves from this closed-door Congress. Jim Walsh, Here and Now security analyst with the Security Studies Program at MIT. And for Here and Now, Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.